What would you say if somebody asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, an expert in the law, once asked Jesus this question, and boy, did he create a memorable moment.
John, it set the scene for the famous parable of the Good Samaritan. But first, Jesus turned it back on the man who asked the question. As an expert in the law, he was confronted by what he already knew. Love the Lord your God, heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, it's easy to justify inner devotion, only God sees the heart, but there's no hiding place when it comes to loving your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah, maybe that's why this man wanted to clarify, who is my neighbor?
Around this time, the religious leaders liked to narrow the definition of neighbor. For example, obligations need not stretch as far as the Samaritans. So Jesus told a story about a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. It was a dangerous road used by Jews going to worship at the temple, and the man was ambushed by a gang of violent thugs, stripped of everything, badly beaten and left for dead. Leaders in the religious community walking along the same road refused to get involved. They kept walking, but a Samaritan came to the rescue. He showed God's mercy to such an extent, the expert in the law could not deny this is the kind of love that leads to eternal life.
The kind of love that was missing in the lives of all those so-called religious leaders.
And Jesus called them whitewashed tombs. A splash of paint on the outside doesn't change anything if a person is dead on the inside. Yet the parable of the Good Samaritan reminds us, for those who are spiritually alive, new creations in Christ, God's love shines through God's people.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head to reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.